Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Let us all stand. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Nothing but grace. Grace and mercy. Yes. Father, we thank you right now for your grace and mercy. We thank you for being able to be present on this Resurrection Sunday. We thank you, Lord, for even being able to be in the presence of our children. Lord, we're asking right now that as your word comes forth, that you decrease Ronnie so Jesus can increase. Make me your mouthpiece and your sounding board so that I may say something that will draw men, women, boys, and girls to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 We've had such a blast so far, till I don't anticipate this taking too long unless I go down the long road instead of the shortcut. You know, sometimes you plan on going down the shortcut and you get turned around and have to go down the long road. So just ride with me no matter which direction I take. Happy Easter to everybody. This is the day. Amen. Amen. This is what we commemorate. Amen. Now let me now check this out. I know we've all seen the movies and the plays, and our children have sang songs and portraying and commemorating Jesus. And all of that's good. All of that's good. I've seen some movies are better than others. Some of the depiction is closer biblically than others. But if you're a child of God, you can hardly see any of this and not be moved. Amen? But this is what I want to convey to you today. All of that, all of the theatrics, all of the passion plays, all of the reenactments, it's for a reason. These are all actors and singers, but the thing that they are reenacting is real. It ain't no fairy tale. It's the real deal. So this is what we'll do this morning. Go to Luke 24. Luke 24, 1 through 11. What I'm going to do, and I love reenactments. I love the plays. I have several movies depicting Jesus. I love all of that. Some of them are very, very good. But they come from a real event. They're not fiction. Nobody sat down and dreamed this up. This is real. Luke 24, 1 through 11, and then we'll move on to the next point. This is how it reads. And you've read a synopsis of this earlier in your responsive reading. It reads, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them. And they found a stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales. And they believed them not." We use for a subject this morning, just believe. Just believe. Even Jesus' inner circle, when they heard the news that the Lord had gotten up, all of the ones that had walked and talked and traveled and slept and break bread, even the ones that said, "I'll never ever forsake you. Yes, sir. I ain't gonna ever turn my back on you." Yes. Amen. Those were the ones that at this stage believed not. Oh, Lord. You see, but Easter is the day that we Christians celebrate the resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is the most significant event that ever took place in the history of our faith. Because this is the event that gives us the measurement of time. Can I get a witness? You see, time as we know it is divided by this event. So let us celebrate and believe this day and give glory to the one that has conquered death. For every man, woman, boy, girl. Because it is the resurrection of Jesus Christ that our faith is based upon. Because he got up and we believe that he got up. Because he told them that he would and he did. So in this message, we want to see the hope that we Christians have in Jesus. The message of the resurrection of Christ has something for everybody, believer and unbeliever too. Amen, because everybody here, I don't care what you tell Ronnie, everybody here does not believe. Some of y'all are here just for tradition. Amen, some of y'all are here for that one time in a year service that you come to Mount Calvary. Somebody's here because these babies look pretty, but believe me, I'm here because it's real. Amen, don't y'all get mad at me and write me a letter next week, okay? Luke 24 and 4 says it like this, and it came to pass as they were much perplexed. Amen. Some of us are perplexed about Easter. Amen. Some of us just don't get it. Amen. Let me give you a clue. If you're worried about the discrepancies between some of the movies that you've seen, and you wonder why this one portrayed as something else and this one didn't, get your Bible. Amen. Your Bible will give you the real deal. Can I get a witness? I don't care what Hollywood says, your Bible will tell you the real deal. So all you have to do is just believe. This ain't just no tradition. This ain't just a church service. This ain't just a time to go shopping. This is the real deal. And he got up. He got up. He didn't just get up with some power. He got up with all power. He didn't just get up to get dressed up. He got up with the power. The resurrection of Jesus. Jesus' resurrection is a message of salvation to all of us who are lost and without hope. Amen. Every now and then we got to get a little foggy and get static on the line. Amen. It's a message of hope to all of us who have failed God in one way or the other. Some of us have failed God. Amen. Some of us have done some things that we're embarrassed about. Amen. But let me tell you one thing. You might be embarrassed around it, but all you got to do is get on your knees to God and tell him all about your problems. Tell him all about your indiscretion. Tell him all about your mistakes, because he got up for all of that. Easter is a message of restored faith. It's a message of joy and peace to those of us who are sinking in the mire of pity and self-despair. Amen. Some of us are real good at feeling sorry for ourselves. Can I get a witness? Amen. We're loaded up with self-pity. And don't nobody love me but my mama. And she might be jiving too. We worried about all of this stuff. But Easter is a message for all of us. Amen. For all of us that have done some things. Can I get a witness? It's a message of the compassion of Jesus. Amen. Because in order to do what Jesus did, he had to love us. Amen. Like we can say love all the time. We throw that name around and that word around like a pair of socks. I love you, and we love you, and you know. But let me tell you something. Actions sometimes speak louder than words. Amen. And sometimes you got to do more than just say it. You got to pray it. Can I get a witness? Easter is a message of who Christ is. As the thunder rolls, think about being out on Calvary's Hill. Amen. Because that's what happened when they put Jesus on the cross. Can I get a witness? As his disciples fail to perceive his true nature prior to his resurrection, he used the power of his resurrection to reveal his true nature. So what we got to do now, our part, is just believe. Amen. Jesus has done the hard part. All we got to do is just believe. But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about some of us believers. We believe when it sounds good to believe. We believe when we're in front of 300 plus people at Mount Calvary. We believe when we at Bible study and prayer meeting. But let trouble roll and things get a little rocky, and then we start worrying about, well, what if? We believe when somebody else is around, but you got to believe when ain't nobody there but you and the Lord. You got to believe when you got a wayward child. You got to believe when you can't get that spouse right. You got to believe. Just believe. It ain't hard. Just believe. You see, the disciples and the followers of Jesus, they had been with him prior to the crucifixion. They experienced all of these feelings and emotions that were just mentioned because of his death and the events leading up to it. They were eyewitnesses. Let me tell you what disappoints God. If you've seen already what he's done, you've seen what he can do, and then you still you still question God's power. That disappoints the Lord. Amen. The children of Israel did that. God finally told them, haven't you seen what I can do? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know how big I am? I'm the big G. I ain't the little G. I'm the big G. These are some common emotions that befall each and every one of us. But all you got to do is just believe. I wonder right now what kind of extreme emotions that you've experienced this week. Have you experienced total despair? Might be mad at somebody. Might have a sense of failure. Didn't quite come up to the bar like you thought you should. Do you have a sense of hopelessness and a loss of faith? You see, sometimes trouble can make us lose our faith. Amen. But when trouble rises, your faith ought to get stronger instead of weaker. I know I got some prayer warriors up in here. And let me tell you one thing. If you don't believe, dial Emma Green's digits and she'll tell you all about it. You're depressed due to some loss. Lost your job. Amen. God forbid, this is a bad one here. Lost your marriage. I pray every day to keep me from being a knucklehead. Amen. Lost your ability to work. Amen. Somebody's injured and can't go to work and take care of their family like they used to be able to. But all of these things, all of these problems, all you have to do is just believe. 24:8-9 says it like this. And they remembered his words. Just remember God's words. And returned from the sepulchre and told all of these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. So this is what God's church is supposed to do. When you find one of your brothers or sisters that's having a lack of faith, then it's your job to tell the rest of them. It's your job to tell the good news. Just like the women went back and told all the disciples, it's your job to tell somebody to keep their hand in God's hand. Well, it's your job to tell somebody to stay on your knees. It's your job to tell somebody that when praises go up, blessing gonna show enough come down. Can I get a witness? So I want you to remember today that you'll be able to stand on the word. I want you to believe today that what you've seen on TV, man, I don't care how much it costs to make the movie, that's only a depiction of the real deal. And all of these things that we've seen, they got a movie out right now. All of the things we've seen was only acting. But the story itself is the real deal. So just believe. Your life will be better if you just believe. Jesus is real and he died and rose up again. Now, I want you to believe how they whipped Jesus unmercifully. That ain't no fairy tale. Can I get a witness? I want you to believe it, how they marched him up Mount Calvary. Well, that wasn't in no comic strip. Can I get a witness? I want you to believe when they nailed him on the cross, put nails in his hand and nails in his feet. I want you to believe that wasn't no email. And when they stood him up in between two thieves, Lord have mercy, that wasn't no internet hoax. I want you to believe that he hung his head in the locks of his shoulders and he died for you and you and you and you. I want you to believe that when he died, the thunder rolled. When he died, the sun refused to shine. When he died, the temple veil rent in Jerusalem. When he died, the moon dripped away in blood. It wasn't on Facebook. It wasn't on YouTube. It wasn't on MySpace. But it was real. It was real.
want to know one thing. Do you believe it? Do you believe it today? Do you believe he got you up early, early, early this morning? Do you believe he clothes you in your right mind? Do you believe he brought you to Mount Calvary? Do you believe that he's your all in all? Somebody say, he's my rock in a weary land. Somebody else say, he's my lily way down in the valley. Somebody else say, he's my bread in a starving land. Somebody say, he's the wheel in the middle of the wheel. I call him Jesus. Jesus, do you believe it? Do you receive it? Do you believe it? Say yeah, yeah. Say yeah. Is he all right? Is he all right? Is he all right with you? Because I know he's all right with me. Is he all right? Do you believe that he'll take away all of your problems? Just believe. Just believe it. Just believe it. I don't care what you read in the newspaper. Just believe it. I want you to believe. If you want to get your Bible and watch The Passion of the Christ along with it, just believe. But don't let all of this go by without you touching your heart and putting it in your heart. Because he's real. Enjoy your movies. Enjoy your plays. They're beautiful. Enjoy the eggs and the can. All of that's fine. We're a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to that stuff. But it's all for a reason. It's because it commemorates something that's real, something that's solid, something that'll be there with you even when Ronnie can't.